As we're talking about the resurrection of the body, it's a piece of the puzzle that we kind of just assume in our church, it's kind of in our culture, our language, that we're receiving a new body. But in learning the piece of the puzzle of how that works and why even we have to receive a new body, it really helps to explain why you're trapped with this old body and why it's a fight for you to serve God. And the danger of it is many Christians have made a handshake agreement with their outward man, their outward body, and have said, okay, I'll tell you what, we'll just agree to live together and serve God together. But in Scripture, we know that the instructions for our mortal body is to mortify its desires and its deeds. And so the moment I realize that my outward man contains the outward part of my soul, mind, emotions, and desires. The natural man contains the natural part of my soul. That's when I realize that I have deeds and desires and plans, intents from my outward man who's trying to lead my life, trying to tell me how to be happy, how to be successful, how to be joyful, how to live life and be complete. And many Christians live their whole life serving at the pleasure of their outward man and trapped for their time on this earth, pleasing and appeasing the natural soul. We pick our friends, we pick our mates, we pick our jobs, all designed and by the desires of the natural man. Where the whole time as a Christian, you have an inward man that's been born again, born of God, and wants to grow up and wants to tell you how to live for God. And so many Christians, without knowing it, really are living in the name of Jesus, still going to heaven, but they're living at the pleasure or appeasing the desires of the outward man. When I say that, I don't necessarily mean sin, like smoking and drinking and doing all those things, as much as I mean the natural man has ideas for you. And when you realize that you are getting a new outward body, that those desires, even though it'll let you go to church, but it'll never let you pray in tongues and worship God without a fight. This is the message of transformation that I've been trying to bring forth. And the church doesn't understand transformation. The modern church has kind of assumed many different ideas. And hopefully, as you've learned this with me, you're seeing how important it is to pray in the Holy Ghost, how important it is to spend time in worship and to meditate the Word of God, how important it is to grow up that inner man and to mortify the outward man. So in the piece of the puzzle today, we're talking about the resurrection from the dead, the new outward body. We're going to learn a bit about how it comes to being when we receive that outward body. At the sound of the trumpet, everyone who's born again, you know, on this side of Jesus, after Jesus has been glorified, will receive a new outward body. Whether they're already in heaven or they're on the earth, everyone receives a new outward body. Well, that comes into many questions. Many believers have problems with cremation and that type of thing because they believe, well, God needs your body here to make a new body for you, which doesn't make sense if you go back a few thousand years and realize that those bodies are pretty much dissolved after a while. And what happens if someone is blown up or lost at sea? You know, what happens to their body? How does God collect all the DNA for them? We're going to start here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to look at a number of verses all pointing about the resurrection of the dead, from the dead when we receive our new body. And I want to show you where the authority of the resurrection of the dead, where the authority of that new body comes from. And this is an important piece of the puzzle because it helps you to realize that you're wearing an outward body that must be mortified. We'll start in verse 1, chapter 5, 2 Corinthians. For we know that if our earthly house, that's this outward body, this tent is destroyed, or in the King James it says dissolved. So even if our outward body is totally dissolved or cremated or lost at sea, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. So again, the new body you're going to receive at the sound of the trumpet is a body we call the eternal body. There's many names for it. Sometimes it's called the spiritual body. But we have an eternal body made of eternal material that's going to replace this body of flesh made of earthly material. And that's going to happen at the sound of the trumpet. Not just that, not just your fingers and toes, but also the natural part of your mind, emotions, and desires will also be quickened. And immediately you'll have a natural outward man that won't fight you, that won't be lazy, that won't be stubborn, won't be prideful, that won't be angry, won't be jealous, won't be selfish, on, because it will be replaced with a new eternal body made of a material that is spiritual, but it's material. It's like, it'd be like having the flesh you have now, but some different material it'd be made out of. And it's designed to let you live for eternity without sickness, disease, or sadness, or sorrow, or pride. And it's designed to live in the afterlife on the new earth in righteousness. This new eternal body will be as righteous as your inner man, as righteous as your inner body, as righteous as Jesus, because it is of the nature of Christ that's in you. For we know that if our house, this our earthly house, this tent is destroyed or dissolved, we have a building from God, a house made of hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. So everyone in heaven right now who came after Jesus was glorified does not have their eternal body yet. So they're only walking around in their inner body. And so they are waiting for their outward body to be made and given to them at the sound of the trumpet. We would call them naked because they're not clothed with their outward body, but they're still in their inward body. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed. So we're not looking to go to heaven. I don't want to go to heaven now. I have things I want to do on this earth. I always laugh when someone says, well, someone, they got to heaven and they didn't want to come back. And I can understand that to a certain extent, but I think about my mama and I think, well, my mom, you know, she went to heaven and had the opportunity to come back, you know, healthy. And Jesus said, oh, just come back if you want to. She would say, well, you know, I want to be with you for eternity, God. Let me go spend time with my kids. You know, that's my mama. So for we are in this tent, groaned, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed. We're not ready to go to heaven, but we're burdened. We're groaning with this outward body because it doesn't want to obey God the way my inner man wants to. And then it says this, but further clothed that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now that's the verse I want to look at in here because that is telling you where the authority of your new body comes from. So the authority or the material for your new body doesn't come from the material of the outward body you're wearing now. That is a mystery we read in 1 Corinthians. We'll go there. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we're talking about that life that swallows up this mortality, this outward body. And it's giving you a glimpse, a hint of how the outward body is going to come into existence. If you're already in heaven and you don't have an eternal body, then where does that material come from? Where does the authority come from for the new body? Over in 1 Corinthians, verse 35, chapter 15. Chapter 15, verse 35. And these type of teachings, they're very important because they, if you put the piece of the puzzle together and start to see I have an outward body that's going to be replaced, it helps you understand that the renewing of your mind, the renewing of the knowledge of God doesn't go into the natural man. That God's not trying to smarten up your natural man, fix up your natural man. He's going to replace it. You're supposed to mortify the thoughts and emotions of the natural man and renew and build up the thoughts and emotions of your spiritual man, your inner body. Verse 35, chapter 15. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive until it dies. Now listen to the language, because he's using the language of planting a seed, of sowing a seed. Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. So here's the language, sowing a seed and then a body. So if I sow a seed of wheat, then it takes the material and it builds a body around the image of that seed. Every seed has an image inside of it. So sometimes the outward shell of a seed looks similar to each other, and you don't know what it is until you plant it. You can buy those little packages and say you spilled a bunch of them, and you don't know what's what. Well, if you plant them, don't worry. It's going to grow into what is in the seed. So the seed may look similar to the next, but inside of every seed is an image of a mature plant, what that plant will build around itself. So a body is built around the image what's in the seed. Well, we know that inside of you is a nature of Christ, and in that is an image of Jesus. So that's here is talking about planting the seed. And every seed builds a body around the image inside of it. So if I take an orange seed and plant it and just leave it and it grows, it's going to know to build the image inside of it, which is a mature orange tree. A whole tree will grow just from a seed, and inside that seed is an image. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh. There's one kind of flesh of man, another flesh of animals, another of fish, another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. This is talking about earthly bodies and heavenly bodies, spiritual bodies. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another of the moon, and another glory of the stars, one star different from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption and is raised in incorruption. Verse 43, it is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. So this body is really already dead. It's already declared dead and left in darkness. It's left in death. It wasn't saved. Your outward body was not saved at your salvation. And that's where all your troubles come from. And so as it is sown in death, the seed of the new nature in you produces a new outward body at the sound of the trumpet. And this is the mystery that Paul is trying to bring across, is how is it all going to work? And he talks here about the Old Testament saints, and then he talks about us in this dispensation, that we are going to receive a new body. And there's a body made of earth, terrestrial, but there's another body made of spiritual material, celestial. So another word for our outward, new outward body is spiritual body, celestial body, eternal body, all talking about the same thing, a new outward body with a natural soul, mind, and emotions that's of heavenly material that will no longer cause you struggles or battles or problems. Verse 40. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another of the moon, another of the stars, for one star difference from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body, so this body you're wearing, is sown in corruption and is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. Sown in weakness, it is raised in power. Sown a natural body, that's the body you're wearing. It is raised a spiritual body. Now here, the spiritual body is not talking about your inner man, your inner body. This is talking about the new eternal body that you will receive at the sound of the trumpet. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. So Adam is the one. Through the family of Adam is where you came into existence. But through your salvation, you were given a life-giving spirit from Jesus. That's when you got born again and asked Jesus in your heart. He put in you his nature. That is the spirit of Christ in you, the nature of God. The nature of God is like a seed. It is just like a seed. It is probably the smallest part about you is your nature, your new nature. And your new nature doesn't think, it's just a nature. But it's made from righteousness. It produces righteousness in you. And inside of that new nature is an image, just like any seed. There's an image of Jesus fully mature in his love and in his holiness, in his joy, in his peace. And that is in the nature, the image inside the nature that you have, the image inside the new nature, the image inside of the spirit that you have, the new nature, is Jesus in his love and maturity, in holiness, full, complete. And if you allow that image to grow in your inner man, the fruit of that image will come forward. It will grow up inside of your spiritual body, your inner body. The attributes of love and joy and peace, these are the emotions that Jesus walked around the earth on that you can have in your life today if you'll spend the time to allow it to grow. So many Christians are focused on doing and being busy, and they're not focused enough on growing that image of Christ in them, growing it up so the fruit of the Spirit comes forward in their life. Where am I here? Now let's go to verse 47. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. Verse 46. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. This verse simply means you don't get your spiritual body until you first had to show up on the earth through Adam, the natural first, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. That's your outward body. Your outward body came from the seed of Adam. So your outward body, see, you were born of the nature of Adam. You were birthed in a dark species, a species that was already declared dead, and you came to life. But in your first birth, you had a seed called the nature of sin, and that's where you came from. That's where your outward body came from. And then at your salvation, you received the nature of Christ. The nature of sin was quickened or taken out and replaced with a nature of life, a nature of righteousness, the seed of Christ in you. And then that brought to life your inner body. Your inner body got born again. Your inner man got quickened to life, and it has to grow up now. And in the seed of that new nature is an image of Jesus in all of his maturity, in love, in holiness, in righteousness, in peace and joy. But it's in seed form, it's an image. And so now, here's the message, that the new outward body that we're going to receive comes from the seed of Christ in you. The body you have right now that wasn't fixed at your salvation, the natural body you wear now comes from the seed of death, the seed of darkness, the seed of Adam. But the new outward body, the eternal body that we're going to receive, is from the seed of Christ in you, the image of Christ in you, the seed, the new nature that you already have. And that's the point of the message today, is where does the authority of the new outward body come from? Does he take the material of this earth, of this earthly body, and after you were dissolved in acid or destroyed in a nuclear bomb or cremated, does he need the DNA of your natural body to build your new eternal body? The answer is no. The answer is right here. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those made of dust. So if you're not saved, you're made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. So if you're born again right now, you're already heavenly. You are a heavenly person wearing an earthly body. But the sound of the trumpet, here it says, verse 49, as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. So as we have borne, this earthly body that I'm wearing is from the image of the man of dust, from Adam, the seed of Adam. That was the seed of my old nature of sin. The seed built a body around it of sin. That's this earthly natural body that you're wearing still, even though you're a heavenly man or heavenly person born again. But don't worry, because at the sound of the trumpet, you will bear the image of the heavenly man. That image is within the new nature. Let's go over to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, one of our regular verses here. Some Christians get mixed up the new nature with the inner body. So when you hear things like you're complete in him, they don't realize they still have to grow up in him. Chapter 3, verse 10 of Colossians. And have put on the new man. The new man is the inner body growing up in the things of God. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him which created him. So here's the visual image that Paul's painting, that you were born again, and in your salvation you received a nature, a seed of Christ, a new nature that replaced the old nature of sin. And inside of that seed is an image of Jesus fully mature. So whenever you see the word image, righteousness, seed, new nature, it's talking about your new nature. Okay? So image means the image of Jesus, complete, full, inside of a seed called your new nature. So here it says in verse 10, and have put on the new man. The new man is the inner body growing up, which is renewed in knowledge. So the renewing of knowledge is in the inner body, the inner man. According to what? To the image of him who created him. So right now you have the image of Jesus in you. It's in seed form when you get born again. And your job as a Christian, your first job should be to let that image grow up inside of your new man. That's where the fruit of the Spirit, love of Jesus, the joy of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, the holiness of Christ rises up inside of your inner man. And then you look over at your outward man, your old man that came from Adam, that was left on you from Adam. And your job on this earth, while you're on this earth, is to mortify its desires and deeds, to deny it the right to tell you who you are as you grow up in the inner man. And here is that word image. That's very important, because we're going to show today, we're proving today, that the authority for the new eternal heavenly body, celestial body, the authority for that body is the new nature itself. That's what gives you the right to expect a new and to own, to be at peace, to know that you are getting a new eternal body that's already been paid for. It's already, the blueprint for that new outward body is not in this earthly body. It's actually in the nature itself. That new nature is amazing. It's what gave you life to your inner body. It quickened your inner body, and eventually it is the authority to quicken your outward body. And that's the mystery Paul talks about even in 1 Corinthians 15, describing that if you're in heaven and the Lord tarry, you're in heaven. Don't worry, you're walking around naked in your inner body. You have your inner body still. You have your emotions and your spiritual mind. So you're still smart. You're smarter than ever. You're still emotional, but only in the good love, joy, and peace that comes from God. But you're without an outward body. So at the sound of the trumpet, the new nature will allow you to get the new outward body, even though your outward body is on this earth and dissolved back to dust. He doesn't take the dust of the earth and carry it up to heaven and then create your body. He doesn't need the DNA of the dust of this earth to give you a new outward body. But if you're on this earth and you're wearing your body still, and the trumpet sounds, one of the mysteries is, well, how does that change? Well, he quickens it and quickly turns it into a new eternal body. So it's a quick transformation, instantly done. It's not using the material of this earthly body. It's using the authority of the Spirit, of the image of Christ in you. Verse 10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. And I'm going through a number of these verses because I'm trying to prove to you that your inner man holds the new nature. And in that new nature is the authority for your new body you're receiving. So whether this body is dissolved, destroyed, turned in the dust, or you're wearing it, he doesn't need it to give you a new outward body. That outward body is coming at the sound of the trumpet, and the authority of it is the seed in you, the image within the seed, the new nature. He'll build a body of righteousness around the nature of righteousness that you have. Until that time, you are stuck with a body of this earth that was designed and built around the nature of sin. And that's why you have to suffer against it and groan against it and to mortify it. Not shake hands with it and say, let's serve God together. God's not interested in your outward body leading you. He wants to lead you. I'm over in 1 Peter. Let's go to chapter 2 first and read one of the verses that I like to read. Verse 1 and 2. 1 Peter 2, 1 and 2. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and evil speaking. So we're going to see here the therefore. Whenever you see the word therefore, you want to find out what it is there for. So he's therefore means because of what I just said. So we'll go back to that after we read the therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes. So the part of you that is newborn, like a little baby, is the amount of truth, the amount of love, joy, peace of Christ that can grow inside of your inner body. Your inner body is been quickened to life because of the new nature. And that new nature is complete. Your new nature is fully complete. If I take a puppy dog and a little cute little dog and it has puppies, well, inside of that puppy that has just been birthed from its mom is a complete puppy. Its nature of a dog is already in it. The seed of a dog is already in that puppy. It's still a puppy. It's still having a hard time walking. And they're cute. If you love puppies, then you know what I'm talking about. For those of you who love cats, okay, I'll let you do the same. But a puppy dog's just extra cute. All puppy dogs are just extra cute. And so inside of that puppy that's just been born, it's no longer attached to its mother. In the womb of the mom, it is attached. But once it's born, it's no longer physically connected to the mother. So if I took that little puppy away from its mother, it will still grow up to be a full-grown dog. Why? Because the nature in it, the seed, holds the image of a full-grown puppy dog, a full-grown dog inside of this little puppy. It's complete. The image is already complete in the nature of that animal. And as it grows, if you feed it and it grows up through its life, it will become exactly of the image. Even the same color, the same breed of a dog will be in that image. The image is already complete. It's full, but it has to mature into that image. Well, that's just like what happened to you. You received the new nature, a seed that replaced the old nature of sin, and your inner body came to life, but it is like a child. The inner body doesn't know anything. It's like a baby. It has to grow up, but this nature in you is already complete. So when we renew the mind, we're actually renewing the truth of Christ in our spiritual mind. Our natural mind cannot contain, understand the truth of God. You're not trying to fix your natural soul. You're trying to mortify it by building up the inner man. So as newborn babes, verse 2, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. See, the new nature you have already contains an image in it of a complete, fully mature Jesus and all his love, joy, peace, kindness, all the fruit of the Spirit is in seed form in that new nature, in holiness. And as we pray and worship God and obey what he says, that image begins to grow up and renew the inner man. The mind and emotions of the inner man grow, and that's where the love of Jesus grows. That's where the joy and peace of Jesus grows. Maybe you've had that experience where God's told you to do something, and you say, I had peace on the inside, but fear on the outside. Well, that's describing exactly the image, that you have an inner man that understands the peace of God, and your outward body, outward man, can't understand the peace of God, so he gets fearful in obeying God. So after all that, let's look at the therefore. What is he talking about? Verse 22 of chapter 1 of 1 Peter. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. So that's talking about growing up and mortifying the natural man. Verse 23, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. So your birth, your rebirth, when you were born again, the first time you were born again of a corruptible seed, a nature that came from Adam, a nature of sin, a nature of darkness, a nature of death. And that's what you were born the first time to. And you inherited the body of that nature, the body that was built around that seed of that old nature of sin, was this body that you're still wearing, because it was not fixed at your salvation. It was not rescued. But it will be rescued, because also, after you accepted Jesus, that old nature of sin, of darkness, of death, was quickened to a nature of righteousness, of life, of light. And that is the nature in you. And it's a seed. And if you look in that nature, it's a full, an image of Jesus in all of his maturity. Now you are at war between the inner body and this outward body. And the message of the resurrection of the dead, the message of the new body, the eternal body, is that it won't be like this for eternity, just while you're on this earth. And to know that the seed of that new nature is the authority that allows this outward body to be quickened, to be changed into a new eternal body. If I'm wearing this body when the trumpet sounds, if I'm still on the earth, the Lord tarry, I will receive a new body, even though I'm wearing this old body. He doesn't use the material of this old body, this natural earthly body, to make the material of the eternal body. That comes from the authority of the new nature. Death will be swallowed up by life. The light and life of the new nature will reach out and swallow up the mortality of this old body that you're wearing and give you a new eternal body. I'm going to give you one more verse here in Romans chapter, well, two more verses, sorry. Romans chapter 6. Let's go there first. Romans 6. Some people get really weirded out when you talk about cremation or that type of thing. And you can't be cremated. And they don't understand. You know, what happens if you went swimming and someone went swimming and drowned who was a Christian? You know, they're worse than cremated. They've been eaten by fishes. and spread out throughout the ocean afterwards. Romans 6, let's see here, we'll start in verse 3. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. Verse 5. For if we've been united together in the likeness of his death. Now, the King James doesn't use the word united, uses the word planted. And I like that because that is like a seed being planted. When you got saved, God took the seed, the nature of Christ, and planted it into your inner man and brought to life your inner body. And eventually, it's going to bring to life your outward man. For if we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. So the same way that Jesus, when he was resurrected from the dead, he didn't just get his old body and have it, the old earthly body. His outward body was quickened to a new eternal body. He already has been glorified and has his glorified body. Just like all the saints in the Old Testament, all those who were in paradise, all those in the early world, all those in the old covenant, they have now, if they qualified, if they were in paradise when Jesus was resurrected, they followed Jesus in their resurrection and went to heaven. They are now clothed in their outward eternal body and are completely righteous, completely light in heaven, waiting for the end times. Those of us after Jesus, we will be in the likeness of his resurrection. So even though someone who passes now, they go to heaven and they're naked, they don't have the eternal body, they will get it. And you also will be in the likeness of his resurrection. The same way he was resurrected, we follow him. We've been planted together. That seed was planted in us, the seed of the new nature. And inside that seed is an image. And God will build a righteous, incorruptible body around the image of the nature of the seed in you. Now you're wearing the corruptible, mortal body that was designed around the nature of sin that you were born the first time to. But in the end, you will receive a new outward body. One more set of verses here. Romans 8, verse 11. Many people get this verse confused because they don't quite see the whole picture. And it's okay. It's okay to believe that because I have the nature of Christ in me, that nature gives life to my mortal body. Some people will say that I have the new nature. So because I have the new nature in me, that it oozes life and it's what heals my outward body. That's not technically correct, but it's okay. The authority for you to receive healing, the power of God only comes from the Holy Spirit. The power to heal is the Holy Spirit on this earth. The authority to receive that does come from your new nature, yes, from your belief and you maturing to that new nature. That is the authority. But this verse in 11, Romans 8, verse 11, is specifically talking about when the trumpet sounds. That's what it's talking about. And we're going to end on this portion, not today, but this portion of teaching about the outward body and the glorified body in Romans 8 when we get there, because Romans 8 is talking about the new glorified body that we've been reading about in 1 Corinthians 15 and 2 Corinthians 4 and 5, all that we've been studying about the resurrection of the dead, Romans 8 is talking about that. And many people, good meaning, they get it so confused because they don't see the picture of it all. And when you see the puzzle pieces, you'll understand easily what Romans 8 is talking about. So Romans 8, verse 11. But if the Spirit of Him, that's the new nature, if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, so if you have the new nature in you, you have that seed in you, but if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, so if you have that seed in you and the image of Christ in you, if you're born again, he who raised Christ from the dead, the same way he raised Christ from the dead, will also give life. That word life means to quicken. This is talking about the moment of the trumpet. It's not talking about after you're saved. Because otherwise, I mean, technically, if you want to believe that I have the new nature and it's given life to my mortal body, that means that the instant you're saved, your body should be healed. And you should never die. Some people take this verse and believe that you're never going to die. We call them the no-dies. They preached for a while that if you just have faith, that you'll live forever. I think one guy said, you can stab me, shoot me, I won't die. I'm going to live forever. And that was a nice teaching until they got old and they got gray-haired and eventually they started to die off of old age. And then the younger group would say, well, they just don't have faith, until the younger group got old and started to die off. And because they misquoted this verse, they misunderstood this verse. This verse is not talking about, as a Christian, that you have life oozing through you by the new nature into your outward body. You do have the authority for healing, yes, and you do have the authority to receive life in the outward body, but the authority is the new nature, not the power. The power is only the Holy Ghost, always only the Holy Ghost. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, so if you're born again, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through His Spirit which dwells in you. So that's the thing I want to share, that through the new nature, through the Spirit which dwells in you, through that image of Christ in you, death is swallowed up by life. Mortality is swallowed up by the life in you. The authority for the new body, the eternal body, comes from the new nature which is already in you if you're born again. The seed of Christ is in you. The image of Jesus in full maturity, in all of His love and holiness, is already in you in an image. It must come forward the same way a seed brings forward the image. That must come forward now while you're on this earth into your inner man, and you mortify the outward body with that growth, with that truth that grows in you. But don't be in despair, because there will be a moment, either in this generation or in generations soon to come. Someone said, well, are you in the last days? They asked Pastor Dave Roberson, are we in the last days? And I loved his answer. Well, I can't say for sure if we're in the last days, but we're closer. And then he said, but we're in my last days. We're in your last days. We only have one generation to live. That's us. You're in your last days. Make a difference on the earth. Don't wait until the end times. This is your chance to touch the world with the love of Christ. But if the Spirit of Him which raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, that's the new nature, He who raised Christ from the dead, that's God, will also give life or quicken your mortal bodies, that's the new eternal body. That's the moment of the sound of the trumpet. Through, how does He do it? He doesn't use the material of your earthly body. It tells you right here. Through His Spirit, which dwells in you, through the new nature, that's the authority God will use to give you a new eternal body. What that simply means is your eternal body has already been purchased. The blueprint's already in the inner man. It's already in the new nature. It's already been paid for. Whether this body falls off of you in sickness or health, whether someone passes away in sickness or health, where their body is dissolved or not, doesn't make a difference at all, because the authority for the new eternal body, which will come to us at the sound of the trumpet, is in the Spirit which dwells in you already. The new nature is the authority. That seed is the authority that qualifies you for the new eternal body. If you're born again, you're qualified. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be born again. Just get to heaven. make it through this life, keep that new nature, and you will get your new eternal body. This is another piece of the puzzle which we need to have in our arsenal to see the big picture. Thank you for allowing me to share with you. Thank you for taking the time to learn all this with me. This is such an important part. I believe the church, modern church, has got off course when it comes to spiritual maturity, to transformation. And I pray that you're understanding the value of you spending time with God, praying and worshiping and reading your Bible. I love you. God bless you, and I'll see you soon.